Señor presidente.
Mr. President, we wish to express our support for you as you preside over the work of this meeting. We wish you every success. In order for the actions under Protocol 5 to focus on existing ERWs rather than new such objects, it is necessary to call for peace. We demand peace for our brothers and sisters in Palestine in view of the unacceptable massacre taking place on its own territory that has been illegally occupied, a situation that could give rise to numerous ERWs leading to further deaths. Cuba attaches the highest possible priority to the CCW in view of its major contribution to IHL. Our country is strictly committed to the utmost compliance with the provisions of Protocol 5. We continue voluntarily to provide all relevant information as requested. Although Cuba does not have ERWs, its specialized personnel is qualified to observe such situations, and in both, and we seek to endeavor that in times of peace and war, our weapons do not become ERWs. In our national report, we have indicated that Cuba has not used or abandoned ordnance that could become ERWs. President, Protocol 5 is an achievement in terms of the balance it strikes between legitimate defense interests and humanitarian concerns. This has the merit of having introduced for the first time into IHL international standards with regard to the legal recognition of the need for assistance with clearance, removal and destruction of ERWs in view of the serious and legitimate concerns of affected states, both in terms of their socio-economic development and for humanitarian considerations. The protocol provides a major framework for facilitating rapid response where ERWs still remain. We consider that civilian protection will be rendered more effective if universalization of Protocol 5 is achieved and governments fully implement its provisions. In order to facilitate clearance, there is a need to provide information with regard to the location of such ERWs. In conclusion, we reaffirm Cuba's commitment to working actively and constructively with other high contracting parties to Protocol 5 with a view to promoting, consolidating and providing further assistance pursuant to the protocol and in view of achieving its objectives. I thank you.